cooperate with the inevitable conditions. What does that mean? Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good, for them that love God, for them who are the called according to His purpose. See, there are some things that are inevitable. You can't control them. You can't conquer them. You can't change them. But God can. And what you need to do is work with, work in that situation you can't change. Here's what you need to know. God knew your part, and when He wrote your part in the play, He wrote a part you could play. That's why He may not have given you the lead role, because you may not be able to handle the lead part. But He may have made you a supporting actor. I wish I had a witness here. And so when you recognize that, that you realize that all things work together that for good, just play your part. Tell your neighbor, play your part. Play your part. See, your problem is you want to try and play somebody else's part. I should have got that part. I know his line better than him. I know her part better than her. But God didn't give you that part. And all He wants you to do is play your part. When you learn how to play your part and know that it's all work. I got news for you. I don't care what movie you watch. And whoever is the lead player in that movie, he cannot do it without the other cast members. I know the roles might seem insignificant. You might only have one line in the movie. You might just be a stand-up. They heard you speak. They knew your part was best silent. But you look good in that part. Don't you know that it's been written for your part to make the whole come out like it ought to come out? And so while your part might be minimal, it's important to the whole movie. And so with life, you got to understand, God's working with more than just one actor. God's working with more than one role. And God's directing and producing this life that we live. And we got to understand, He knows how He wants it to end. And every now and then when we won't do what we're supposed to do, He has to do an alternate ending. Jeremiah put it this way, He knows the plans that He has for your life. He knows how He wants this thing to end when He says the end. But if you don't act right, I mean, you know, He's got alternate endings, and it's going to be based on your participation in the performance. So look again, you got to cooperate with the inevitable conditions. Knowing this, that many Christians suffer stress and issues because they fight against the inevitable. If you know it's going to work out for your good, go along with it. If you know in the end you're going to win, go on along with it. Stop trying to fight something that you can't even see.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? Cause at the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord.
Cause at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow, every tongue confess, you are Lord.
Mm-hmm. Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow,
every tongue confess. Yes, you are. Oh, cause Jesus, you are Lord.
Oh,
it's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah.
At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
Jesus, you that life could bring and still remain the same. I may have the house, the cars and jewels and all, I might become a star, but I will only say, but I will only say
see.